Hello, and welcome back to the Ever-Changing World podcast. I'm your host, Ava Zanetti, and today's episode's going to be a little bit shorter. This week has been quite crazy for me. As a little update, I was very, very sick yesterday. I had thrown up at school, and not to go into details, but it was not a wonderful time. So, you know, I stayed home today. I wasn't feeling great still. Feeling better, though, which is great. I am definitely feeling better. But another issue that happened recently is my laptop broke. So I'm currently using a Chromebook, which has been fine. It works. It's pretty good. But I can't use the normal podcast microphone that I have. And that is because I have lost the dongle, which I usually use. And that is that weird thing that Apple users use when they want to connect something with a USB port, but it needs to connect to the laptop. And I'm not sure if that would have even worked with this Chromebook, but it was worth a try, and I couldn't find it, and I decided, why don't we just record it, record the episode, see what happens in these next few minutes, and just go with the flow here. So I decided to do exactly that. And since I'm not using my MacBook, because I broke it, I broke another one, I am currently using this new site called Podcastle, and I'm not sure if this will even work. I think I might should just switch tabs and, okay, it's still recording. So I just want to make sure that this is obviously working, because I haven't used this site at all, but it came free with the podcasting channel that I use, so I decided to just use it. So hopefully the audio is okay. Audio should be back and normal and not as weird next week as well. I will do a proper hour-long episode next week. I think that this week is a little bit too difficult in terms of everything, but I want to get back into proper episodes next week when my laptop is hopefully fixed by then. So hopefully this episode isn't too annoying to listen to. And to kind of do a little bit of a brief overview of the episode, I want to give a bit of background information. So in one of my classes, in my English class, as our summative or culminating or just final project that we have, that counts for 10% of the class, is making a TED Talk. So TED Talks have been a huge part of my life for a very long time. I deeply, deeply enjoy listening to them. And truly, I think I've listened to so many, I can't even count the ones I have listened to or which ones have been my favorite, but I've listened to tons. TED Talks, if you don't know, are usually about like 15-minute speeches or presentations regarding something that is deeply close to someone's heart. So one that I recently saw while I was watching a YouTube video, actually, was talking about pretty privilege, which is one of those interesting concepts that people who are more attractive get better benefits in life. And it was actually a TED Talk by a model, and she was talking about her experiences with that, and her actually experiences with insecurity as well, being a model, which I found very interesting, especially for her to open up on something like that on such a big platform. Other TED Talks that I've seen have been, the really famous one is the procrastination one. I forget exactly his name, but he created this TED Talk all about procrastination and the effects of procrastination, and how procrastination affects our brains and what we do and all of that. So that one's quite interesting. I quite enjoy that one. And there's just really TED Talks ranging from everything. One of the ones that I also personally love is by Chris Hadfield. He had a really wonderful one. He was the first Canadian to board the ISS. So his podcast was really, really interesting, obviously talking about going into space and being an astronaut and being a Canadian astronaut, or he was the first Canadian commander, I believe that was his specific title there. And truly, that one was really interesting, especially since I've looked up to Chris Hadfield for a very long time. So I definitely thought that that was a really great TED Talk as well. So overall, they usually are about 15 minutes, but the one I have to do for school is only 5 minutes. And what I decided was, since I'm recording this podcast on Tuesday and it's due Thursday, I thought, why not do the same topic, since I'm doing a shorter episode anyways, why not do the same topic that I have planned for my project, but apply it to the podcast? And I thought that would be a really great idea, and that is exactly what I'm here to do today. So I kind of want to formulate it in maybe like a 15-20 minute TED Talk format, in a way, or at least talk for that long, and then hopefully this will help me with my actual project and I'll get a great grade on it because I practiced. As well, a little background on the ideas that I had. Of course, if you read the title of this episode, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about, but I had three main ideas going into this TED Talk, and I can give you the exact specifics on each before I begin talking about the actual topic. So the topic that we're actually talking about today, which you can read if you looked at it, is, as what I like to call it, the excuse epidemic, or people using excuses to formulate their lives and to say that, you know, they have only been able to this, this, and that because of these excuses that they have formulated in their minds. So that's what I'll be talking about today. But the other two ideas that I had, the second one was what I like to call the greatest investment. So here, this one I actually didn't formulate as much as I did the other two, but I wanted to talk about how the greatest investment in our lives is ourselves. And maybe I'll do a little bit of a minute elevator pitch here, talking about how in our lives, how important it is to invest in ourselves, to invest in our projects, our creativity, and to invest in things that truly will better ourselves, to invest in schooling, or to invest in buying that certain product that will help us with this, this, and that. And I found that this topic's really interesting because I find that, you know, formulating something, talking about investments in particular, which is something I'm very interested in, and formulating it in this way where, you know, I can talk about investing in particular, but then, you know, really apply it to how, you know, you can invest in the stock market, invest in cryptocurrency, invest in all these different things, but really the greatest asset in life is yourself. And the true one thing that will stay consistent and formulate over time and that you can bet on is yourself. You should always be able to bet on yourself, bet on your future successes, bet on the things that you want to do in life, and really be able to trust yourself with those things. And if you can't do that, you really need to relook your portfolio, if you want to call it that, relook over your assets, and really look at the investments that you've made in your life and see what is actually a better use of your time. Sometimes the investments we make, we think actually are going to help us. Maybe you think, you know, having this certain particular job is a great investment, but it actually might be just better to invest time into yourself and adjust time into, you know, all of these other things that will actually help support you and your dreams and, you know, become a better person, but also, you know, become better in your career. Because truly the one thing you do have in life is yourself, and if you can trust yourself, you can really go far. So that was like the one TED Talk that I didn't really formulate much on, but I really was interested in, clearly, as I talked about it for a few minutes there, I was. And then the third one I had, obviously I chose the first, but the third one I had was the eternity of our lives, as I like to call it. And this is what I really want to talk about. I mean, I guess this topic can get really dark really quickly, depending on, you know, your thoughts and feelings on death and all of that. But I wanted to talk about death, and I wanted to talk about legacy. And I really wanted to look at legacy in this nutshell and think, you know, what is really happens when we die, right? Yes, we are dead. Yes, we can't think anymore. Maybe you're religious. Maybe you think we go to heaven. Maybe you think we do this or that. But truly, we can all agree that we aren't human anymore. We aren't on this earth. We aren't living. And what does that mean? What does that truly mean for us? And what that really does mean is the legacy we have left behind. If we, you know, are you know, dead, we can't do anything to change people's viewpoints on us. We can't do anything to change the world. We can't do anything to shift the mindset of the people around us. But what we can do while we are alive is create that platform for ourselves to truly be remembered when we are gone. And really the idea behind this TED Talk was, what are we remembered for, right? Are we remembered for something superficial, like our looks at a young age? Or are we remembered for something more? Are we remembered for the changes we made in people's lives? Are we remembered for truly impacting the world in a greater, broader sense? And really, are we truly left something behind that we are proud of? Can we say, you know, Ava Zanetti left behind a special legacy? And is that something that I can truly say with confidence? Or is that something that I need to work on while I am here and every day make sure that there is a legacy left behind? Because our bodies aren't left behind anymore. And even if you are religious, I mean, you want to be remembered. That is a really human intrinsic want and need, is to be remembered, is to want and, you know, be a person that people look back on and say, you know, they did truly change the world. People want to be famous in that regard, but what do you want to be famous for is, again, that other question. Do you want to be famous for just your good looks or something really, really surface level? And I truly don't think people want that. Or if you do want that, I think you should relook your priorities. And that's really where I want to go with that topic. I think the real reason why I opened up about these two topics in particular was because I was really close to them. Obviously, I love talking about those. And who knows, maybe I'll talk about those makeshift TED Talks in another podcast episode. But I really, truly wanted to talk about those to kind of give an idea of the other things I was thinking about. And give a better idea of the platform for this podcast episode today, which is all going to be about the excuse epidemic, as I like to call it or phrase it. And why don't we just get into it right away? So, truly, what I want to talk about here regarding excuses is, as I mentioned, as an epidemic, and I think that's maybe where we should start. An epidemic, in a sense, in a broader sense, is kind of just like a pandemic, where it is something that, you know, spreads across and, you know, it's something that is caught by everyone. And I truly believe that lately, in these last few decades, I've seen a lot of people using excuses. I think that this has skyrocketed in a lot of ways, and maybe we're just seeing it more and more often with the rise of social media and, you know, platforms for people to be able to see that excuses are, you know, really big in this regard. But I definitely think that, you know, excuses, in the sense, no matter what they are truly just, at the end of the day, excuses. And what I mean by that is you can make a wonderful excuse, an elaborate excuse, but at some point, and really I think right when you start with that excuse, it truly is just something that can get you out of doing something that you don't want to do. And we make excuses so we can feel better about ourselves when we do something wrong. And when we, you know, sit here and we think, you know, I really don't want to do my homework. And if I use a decent enough excuse, I'll feel better about not doing my homework because I have a decent excuse. And I definitely do think that I have used excuses in a lot of different ways, and I'm not putting myself on a pedestal here. But I think that when we really, really look at it in these regards and look at it in these ways, we can really think and we can really sit here and say, you know, is my excuse valid or not? And maybe I should take it a step back and speak from experience. So my father passed away when I was 10 months old, and some of you may or may not know that. And this is something that I could have definitely used as an excuse throughout my whole life, right? My dad is dead, you know, I've dealt with this, you know, hardship through my life. You know, how do you deal with that, and how do people perceive you on that? And truly, what this is a broader excuse, and it's something that I can definitely use, right? The day my dad passed away, I can use as an excuse to not do something, this or that. And obviously, this situation is something that is very delicate. Death, in and of itself, is a very delicate topic that I think people shy away from because it is scary, and it's something we don't talk about a lot, and it's definitely a broader topic that I want to talk about in future podcast episodes, because I do have a really large opinions on that, and how we view death as a society, I think, is in a really negative light. Well, we should be viewing it in a different way, looking at legacy, as I mentioned a little bit before in this podcast episode. I think talking about death is really important, so when I talk about death in this regard, I really do think that me using my dad as an excuse is kind of horrible in a way. Of course, there is valid times to use a death as an excuse if you want to call an excuse at that point. I mean, I'd say this is if someone just passed away or if it was a month ago, but you know, I think if I'm using these hardships in my life as this really big, broad excuse, I'm just trying to get out of something, and it's really not fair to even my father, who passed away, to be used as such a broad excuse to try and get out of doing my homework or something like that, right? I think that when we look at these big, broad hardships, it's really easy to make them into excuses. And it's really easy to make them elaborate and say, oh, well, you know, this is this because of this. And truly, I don't think that's how we should live our lives. I think excuses should be the last thing that we do. Because, in my opinion, when you make an excuse, you know, this is what formulates through your mind. You have, one, you have something you don't want to do. Let's say it's not wanting to do your homework, right? We start at this A point. We don't want to do our homework. What are we going to do? Well, we're not going to do it. And a lot of people don't want to do it, so they won't do it, but they'll make an excuse. Oh, I am super, super tired. Oh, I had a really long day. Oh, maybe it is a really broad hardship, like my own. But whatever it is, really, the reason why you're using an excuse is because of the root problem. And that root problem is because you don't want to do it. But what gets you through the day is not motivation, but it's the discipline, right? I don't want to do a lot of things in my life, but it's the discipline to do those things that actually truly makes a difference. If I am truly wanting to make a difference in my life, make a difference in this world, to truly change the way, you know, things go on and things progress, you know, I really need to actually look, and I really need to see and properly manage my time and use discipline in that regard. Discipline really truly is doing things that you don't want to do, but know you have to do. And excuses are those little easy things that wipe away that problem. If I use a decent enough excuse, I will feel okay about not doing something important in my life. And that is not good, because that leads into a spiral, and that leads into a spiral and a spiral and a spiral of excuses that become bigger than myself, and it becomes something so large that has overtaken my life. If I keep using excuses, and my life becomes a spiral of excuses, and it becomes a spiral of saying I'm going to do things, but I don't, and, you know, does something that I don't want to do, and I never will actually do it, and I will actually never grow as a person. And when you're not growing as a person, you know, you're truly not becoming a better version of yourself, and really, you're not moving anywhere in life, and you always want to be evolving and moving in your life. So even just the idea of an excuse is bad enough. And I think nowadays, we are seeing a lot more excuses, and I think this is because of the evolution of the internet in a lot of ways. You know, we have a lot more distractions in our life, we have a lot more things that seem a lot better to be doing than doing something that's important to us, right? Even just looking at social media for an hour a day is so much more appealing than doing our homework for 5 minutes. And, you know, that trade-off in this desire to not want to do things leads to the spiral of more and more excuses, and that truly just leads to the spiral of less productivity, becoming a worse version of yourself, and almost having an alibi in doing things you don't want to do. Because again, at the end of the day, you really are just, there's a more root problem, and the excuse is just a filler. It's like a band-aid to your issue. It's a band-aid to what you think you need to be doing and what you truly should be doing. And I think that's really important to note and to think about. When you are making an excuse, you should sit yourself down and truly talk to yourself. You should say, why am I making this excuse? Why is this an excuse to me? And for what reason am I doing this? And I think that is truly important. A little article here is The Power of Excuses, and it mentions here how making and accepting excuses is part of our practice of holding each other morally responsible. And it also mentions how they are also curious, though, excuses. They have a normative force. So whether someone is excused for something they have done, for how we should respond to their action. So it can be, you know, appropriate to forego blame, refuse judgments of blameworthiness, and feel compassion and pity instead of anger and resentment. So instead of feeling mad towards someone doing something, you're going to feel okay about it. You're going to feel bad for yourself, which is just a truly horrible thing, and we don't want to be doing that. You know, and the question really here is what is this nature of excuses, and how should we tackle it? And I think there's multiple ways that we should be doing it. A lot of people will say, oh, you know, I don't have the time. Well, you know, the great quote is that everybody has 24 hours in the day. Another great excuse that people say is, I don't have money. But a lot of times you don't need money to start things. And you should say, you know, maybe why don't you have money and how are you going to fix that? The timing isn't right is another excuse. And really, the timing is never right. You can never get perfect timing, and you can truly never be perfect or have the perfect life at the perfect time in the day. And to expect that really is going to lead to disappointment. And I think nowadays as well, we also expect perfection, especially with instant gratification and especially with the rise of the internet and rise of social media. All we see are people's highlight reels. We see people's perfect lives, the amount of money they're making, how wealthy they are, how successful they are, how happy they are in every single moment of their lives, but we don't see everything else. And in our minds, we think that everything has to be perfect and everything in life has to be lined up, you know, and our excuse might be, okay, well, maybe I'm not pretty enough to be successful. I'm not rich enough. They have money. And again, these are all just excuses. And at the end of the day, you are the person that can stop these excuses. And you are the person that can, you know, stop this. We often make excuses because of our fears and our anxiety. We make the excuses because we are scared. And that is okay. Sometimes we just need to face ourselves being scared. We need to jump right into the fire and say, you know what, this is a hard time, this is a hard thing for me to do, but I am going to jump into the fire, I'm going to take this issue on, and I am going to be, you know, as open to this as I can, and to truly just do it, no matter what my preconceived notions of this thing is, maybe how afraid I've been in the past. And, you know, the thing is we shouldn't have these excuses. And, you know, the more we use these excuses, it really does, again, as I mentioned, spiral. It's gonna be harder for us to, get things done because now we are just becoming lazy and we can't jump outside of our comfort zone. When we use excuses so often, it makes us even more scared to go outside of our comfort zone, which just actually spirals into more and more issues. I think that's one of the biggest parts. As well, of course, procrastination or laziness, however you would like to call it. And truly, I think the way we can stop making these excuses is really just, of course, embracing fear, embracing these things that are uncomfortable to us, and I think that's one of the most important things we can do. As well, I think another important thing, especially with the internet, is not comparing ourselves to other people who might seem like they have their life put together. You know, my life is a lot happier when I don't see what other people are doing, and I can truly actually focus on myself, focus on my goals. And when I'm not comparing myself to others, I truly lead a happier life, and I truly can become more successful. Also, not blaming other people. This is really just the whole notion of an excuse. A lot of times we might blame other people for not being able to do something, but we can't do that. You know, our responsibility is on ourselves. Our responsibility is on who we are, and we need to just embrace it, embrace the fire, and do it. And not use other people's excuses because that's not fair to them either. We are the only people to blame on our own lives, and we need to be able to take that on. I think another important thing is staying realistic. I think this is one that people often overlook. We expect things to happen right away. I mean, we get Amazon packages within a day, so we expect our success to be the exact same way. We expect that we can just go through life head on, and within a day, we will be successful. And this is truly not how it works, once again. We cannot expect these things to, you know, happen in these ways. We cannot expect these things to work in our lives if we just expect instant gratification all the time. If we expect it to happen in an instant, it won't. And we have to actually learn how to properly grow and be consistent. And that is where you can get successful in your life. Another really important one is changing your own habits. If you find yourself, you know, not doing something because maybe you stay up later or maybe you don't start until a certain time, adjust that. Adjust it by 30 minutes. Adjust it by even 10 minutes. And slowly adjust that day after day, night after night, and that'll actually help a lot too. when we don't have the use for an excuse, or if we can't use our excuse for good, right? If we change our habits completely and we've had a consistent excuse, we can't use that one anymore. That one goes obsolete. And then you have to make sure you won't allow yourself to create another excuse. And I think that is where it's also important. Because it's easy to get rid of one excuse by changing your habits, but it's also even easier to make up a new excuse. And that's where you gotta shift it. You gotta shift it at its root. You have to really sit yourself down, maybe grab a notebook, and write down all the excuses that you made recently. And maybe this is a practice you should be doing after you listen to the rest of this episode. Grab a notebook, grab a piece of paper, write down some excuses that you have been making. Now, write down the reasons why you made this excuse, truly. Be truly honest with yourself. Look at this piece of paper and say, okay, I have made the excuse that it's too late at night. Why have I done this? Oh, I procrastinated. I pushed myself back. I watched TikTok for too long. I watched YouTube for too long, etc. Write down the reasons why you truly made this excuse and what instant gratification you are seeking instead of doing the thing you didn't want to do. Now, write down the reasons why you are fearful. Write down the reasons why you are making this excuse in the first place and why you can't jump outside of your comfort zone to start this new thing or do this thing. And then I think finally you should just be looking at these excuses in totality, looking at the reasons why, looking at the root cause, and then fixing that root cause. These excuses really are just a branch of this problem, right? We can look at excuses and we can say, okay, this might be an inherent intrinsic problem, but it's really easy to get rid of an excuse and then just get a whole new one. I can, you know, change this excuse, but then just make a new excuse that fits my new current state of mind. And that's not good. We don't want to just keep perpetuating excuses and making new ones and adjusting those. And you're just in an excuse spiral, and then like a hamster wheel of excuses. You don't want that. So truly look at this piece of paper. Write down the reasons why you are making the excuse in the first place. Write down the reasons why you even want to make the excuse, or why you push back these things, or why you did these certain things. And then really look at yourself in the mirror. Talk to yourself, even. And, you know, say, you know, why am I doing this? How am I going to fix this? Maybe I'm not going to stay up as late. Maybe I'm going to start my work a little bit earlier. Maybe, you know, I'm going to keep myself accountable. And if I am making an excuse, maybe make it a jar, right? People sometimes do a swear jar. Make an excuse jar. And then see how much you tally up in a week. And then say, you know what? I've done too much of this. And adjust. Change your life. Be shocked. I think shock is a great way to really make ourselves fearful of the things that we've been doing. And then try going excuseless for a day, even. If you make up an excuse in your day, and you're doing this excuse detox in a way, punish yourself. And then also realize, try your best, be excuseless, and then take a moment to reflect on the amount of things you got done, what you did, how you felt when you didn't make an excuse, but you just did that thing for instant gratification anyways. I think that's important too. Realize, okay, maybe I feel really bad that I was on Instagram at that time, and I shouldn't have been, but I didn't make an excuse, and I realized it was my fault, I took accountability, and I actually did end up getting my work done, or maybe I didn't. And realize who you are as a person, too, how your habits adjust with these different excuses, how you feel during the different excuses. Because a lot of times, as humans, we like to do things that make us feel good. And excuses make us feel good for that moment. It makes us feel good. We don't have to do the thing we don't want to do. And we don't have to step outside of our comfort zone. And that truly is what perpetuates it. So really, all in all, excuses are just excuses at the end of the day. You can say that they are valid, but truly they are not, because they are really a buildup of all of your fears and your fear failure and your worries in life. And when you have this, you need to stop, you need to look at yourself, and you need to really take a step back and wonder, why am I making these excuses in the first place? Why am I afraid? And how am I going to adjust this? How am I going to step outside my comfort zone? How am I going to change my life in this way? And how am I going to stop making excuses and truly take control of my life? Because excuses can overrule your life. And they do overrule your life. And they make you think that you are feeling better in the moment. But again, it is just that instant gratification. So take a moment, step back, and realize why you were doing these things. And realize what you need to change. Maybe do that little exercise that I mentioned before. Write it down on a piece of paper. Why you've made these excuses and why not. And then truly see who you are. So hopefully, everybody, that was a good podcast episode today. I know it was a short one, but I wanted to do just a little bit of a speech in a way about excuses and my opinion on them. It was a really loose episode, but I hope you enjoyed it anyways. I hope next week's episode will be even longer, even better. Hopefully the audio was okay this episode. Hopefully you learn a little bit about yourself and maybe why you are using excuses. To connect with the Ever Changing World podcast, go onto the Instagram ever.changingworld. Again, ever.changingworld. I am most active on there. Go to the Twitter, everchangingwor. Again, everchangingwor. I also use Cambridge_bound. Again, Cambridge_bound. I use that one more often. The website is shows.acast.com/ever-changing-world. Again, shows.acast.com/ever-changing-world. Thank you all again for listening. Please tune in next week. Follow the different social medias to stay updated. Stop making excuses, guys. And again, the world is always changing.